With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One of the largest gatherings each year in the Northwoods gets underway this Thursday near Rhinelander, and local officials are hoping to alleviate traffic problems caused by road construction. Two large road projects, the makeover of Stevens Street from the downtown north and the construction of a roundabout on the city's west side, mean detours for Hodag Country Fest attendees. The festival can easily bring in more than 20,000 visitors who find their way to the music grounds in the town of Pine Lake. Many attendees pull large campers. Oneida County Sheriff's Department Captain Tyler Young says it could be a challenge.
There's a lot of construction in the city of Rhinelander, so we're trying to get people directed there in the safest, most efficient ways possible. You know, they're driving a lot of big vehicles, pickup trucks, pulling travel trailers, RVs, and they're going to have a tough time navigating their way through the city of Rhinelander on city streets that aren't designed for such large vehicles.
Captain Young says help is available online.
We worked with the Department of Transportation and the Oneida County Highway Department to come up with some routes. That is posted on the Department of Transportation's webpage. The map is posted there as well. It will be found on the Oneida County webpage and Hodag Country Fest webpage as well.
We have links at WXPR.org. A fundraiser coming soon highlights the final push to build a bike hike trail between Conover and Phelps. Ken Kroll has more.
9 miles of the 11-mile trail have been completed, with 2 miles leading into Phelps to be built. Jeff Curry is president of Great Headwaters Trails. He says the town of Phelps is working to improve a park where the trailhead will be.
The trail will complement perfectly, I think, what's happening there, and that, I think, will complement the whole downtown area in Phelps. It's not just completing 2 miles of a bike trail. It's giving people a way to walk into town and something that comes right into a newly developed town park.
Curry says the final segment is planned. He says they need to get permission from the U.S. Forest Service concerning about 1,000 feet of trail route. He says a culvert failed in the finish part of the trail due to the winter and spring extreme weather. The second annual Don Gillum Memorial Bike and Hike is set for July 20th, beginning in Conover. The event is named for a well-known community member and trail volunteer who died of cancer.
The Don Gillum Memorial Bike and Hike was an event that was suggested by his family. The Relay for Life of the North Woods and Great Headwaters Trails teamed up to put it on last summer. And this summer, the chambers in Conover and Phelps indicated that they wanted to be partners in that event too. So all four of us working on the event that will be put on the 20th.
Registration is at the Great Headwaters Trails website. We have a longer interview with Jeff Curry as the first segment of WXPR Saturday Edition at the WXPR website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Wisconsin is the leading producer of cranberries, producing 62% of the crop in 2017 in the United States. Many cranberry farms are in the Northwoods. A spokesperson for the farmers says the crop is at a critical point as the plants are also affected by this year's wet weather. The director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, Tom Lochner, says cooler weather in May and June has slowed growth.
Right now the plants are coming into bloom, and from what I've seen in talking to growers, they're starting to see some pretty strong bloom in some of the areas across the state, especially in the southern regions. Growers have brought in honeybees and bumblebees for pollination. So right now we would be in the pollination season and a little bit behind where we normally would be, in some cases a week or two.
He says growers need dry, warm weather. He says right now the crop is projected to fall into the normal range.
The estimates that were given early in the year were between 5.5 and 6 million barrels of fruit. And again, that's very early and very subjective until we get through bloom and fruit set here to see what we've got in terms of berry numbers out there. We're not real can't be totally confident of what the final crop will be.
Lochner says growers have lifted a voluntary production cap, so growers are back to full production. The cap was designed to reduce the number of berries as the market price had fallen. He says the growth in inventories of fruit is down and sales have picked up. The new director of the Vilas County Public Health Department is Laurel Drager, who replaces Gina Egan, who is retired. Drager has more than 20 years' experience in public health issues and will oversee a staff of seven and a budget of over $600,000. One of her primary goals is to make better connections with county communities. She extended an invitation for the public to come to her office in the courthouse in Eagle River to share their concerns and ideas. Drager indicated her department is currently in their third year of a five-year community health improvement plan, working on the top Vilas County health priorities, which are chronic disease, mental health, and alcohol and other drug abuse. Starting next season, the sports teams at Hurley High School will be known as the North Stars. The school decided to drop the longtime Midgets nickname 6 months ago. A committee of three dozen members, including students, teachers, and parents, considered 76 nominations. For now, sports teams at Butternut will keep the Midgets name as their mascot. Our forecast today, sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 56. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 83. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.